Covenant 23:5. Just as the book of Genesis records the covenants with Adam, Noah, and Abraham, and Exodus records the covenant at Mount Sinai, the book of 2 Samuel records God's covenant with David. In spite of David's sin, the Lord loved him, promising that his kingdom would endure forever and his descendants would occupy the throne forever. Like other Old Testament promises, this one reaches its fulfillment in Jesus Christ, the Son of David, who now reigns forever from his heavenly throne as our Lord and King. What I want to talk about today is something that we all need to understand is going on in our world. They said in the last days that God would pour out his spirit. Well, what do you think the copycat does? He's pouring out his spirit, but understand, he can't operate like God. So how does he do it? He uses witchcraft and things that are going on in the world, people casting spells on people. You know, whether we want to believe it or not, we are in some really, really different times right now. And with that being said, the enemy is getting desperate. You know, it's sad. You would think that he has enough of the world to lay off of, you know, the ones like us, the chosen ones or whatever. But let me tell you something. You see, I haven't always been this person that, you know, has faith in God and you know, believes in God. And yes, when I was in the world, I used to dabble into things I had no business dabbling into. You see, we all are born of flesh. And with that being said, we suffer from impatience. And a lot of us want to see things happen like right now. Like we want it to happen right now. And no, it does not happen right now. And that is why the enemy has an advantage over us. You see, he has an advantage over people because of the fact we want things right now. We want that gratification right now. So this is why he has this going on. He knows that, number one, if you're practicing any kind of divination, witchcraft, you are serving the enemy. And because there's only two people you can serve, and we know that God hates any form of divination. So when you go and you go to a practicer, because let's admit there's a lot of practicers and stuff out there, you know, not going to say what site it was, but there's one site right now, there's over 36,000 people that are practicing witchcraft and things of those sorts. So, like I said, being a Christian is really hard right now, especially when you have people working witchcraft against you. I mean, you can cut somebody off and, you know, they curse you, or, you know, take a parking spot and they curse you, or you even deal with people in your own home or your own families that are practicing witchcraft right now. But please understand, anything touched by witchcraft is of the devil, and the devil has every right to destroy anything that is gotten by those means. So a lot of us, you know, people have got husbands off of witchcraft. They've gotten, you know, their finances taken care of. And I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy right now is using the chosen one's finances to work against them. But he must have forgot there is a wealth transfer. There is going to be a transfer of wealth. I don't know how that's going to work. It's not for me to worry about. I just know that I'm going to benefit from it because I trust in the Lord. And what I'm trying to tell you right now is, if you know your purpose and you're not doing your purpose because you're scared or whatever the case may be, please, please trust God. Trust God. I know it's not easy. I know, especially when you got bills to pay, you got bills piling up here and there and everywhere, but just know that your breakthrough is close. And what I've noticed is usually when I just can't take it no more, or I'm just ready to throw my hands up, my breakthrough is there. I mess up my breakthrough a lot because, yes, like everyone else, I get impatient, I get tired, and I get frustrated. You know, it's a normal part of life, and the enemy knows that. But what's funny is the enemy has strongholds and stuff in place to work against us for times like this. Those are what we need to be praying against. We need to be praying against the orchestrated plans. We need to derail anything that the enemy has set up to work against us and our purpose, because he does not want us to serve our purpose. He wants us to continue to struggle and go through this and go through that and this, and that. But please know that if you are going through something right now and it does not look right and feel right, and you know that your God is not going to leave you there. If you are doing everything right, you're praying, you're fasting, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and it just feels like, oh my goodness, the world is against me, I can't do anything else, just know, yes, you are in the danger zone. I'm not going to sit up here and say that you're not. You are, because this is when the enemy, like I said, when you're in the waiting room and you're waiting on God to come through and answer your call, that is the most dangerous time, because the enemy and his goons are right there. But let me tell you something. If you are going through something right now, there's a reason for it. You see, the enemy knows that we are human and we do get impatient. He hates us. He hates us so much, like, you can't even imagine how much he hates us. Like, all I know is love. You know, there might have been a time I might have known hate, but I don't know that anymore. I know love. And so if his hate is anything like the love that I carry, yes, you're right. We are in danger. We are in danger. The enemy has done everything in his power to mess me up. Anything in his power to mess me up, to discredit me. You see, that's what he likes to do. He likes to discredit chosen ones. Chosen ones are, you know, I've never heard the word crazy, or they don't know what they're talking about, or they're a false prophet, so many times in my existence. But it is a rare time when a person knows their purpose. You see, because when you know your identity, I'm talking about the identity that Christ has given you, can't nobody tell you nothing about yourself. You see, all of our paths are different. They're not going to look the same. Some of us, you know, it don't take much, but I can tell you one thing. If you're on the right path, believe me, it's not easy. It is hard. Like, there have been days that I don't even want to get on here and talk about anything, or I'm like, God, really, who's listening to me? I'm just babbling. You know, a lot of you guys probably think I am babbling, but I'm telling you things as I learn them, or as God gives them to me. And the message is right now is hold on. Don't give up, because what I've understood and what I've learned is, sure, you go to the enemy, he gives you what you want. He's going to give you what you want, for the simple fact is he wants you to owe him. So anything that you go to him about, yes, you are signing an invisible contract. So when you sign these invisible contracts, that is when the devil has every right to torment you and get into your life. Because number one, we're supposed to have faith, and God knows that's the hard part. Having faith is the hard part. But do understand that this Bible is more powerful than anything. A lot of us want to discredit the Bible and say, oh, this and this, this and that. But there is a solution for everything in this Bible. Everything that, say, for instance, you're having a love issue. There's a prayer in this Bible that will help you get through this love issue. Understand, you should only want things that are God's will. You shouldn't want, we want to do things our way. We're human, that's natural. We want to do things, you know, the easy way. But sometimes the easy way does not work like that. And when God gives you something, he makes you work for it. And he wants, excuse me, see what I'm talking about? I'm getting attacked. He wants to make sure that you're ready for it. You earned it. He doesn't just give us things to mess up. God is not like that. He's a God of love. He loves us. And sometimes you feel like, oh my goodness, it's tough love. And yes, God's idea of love is tough love. It's not the type of love that you can just go to and think that, you know, he's going to give us everything we want. And, you know, a lot of times we don't get things because we don't need them. I've had to learn that the hard way. And I know that no good thing will he withhold. But what we are dealing with, chosen ones, right now, is we are on a collision course with these practicing witches and people, you know. I want to tell you something. A lot of times when people go to these practitioners, the devil's going to give you what you want because, number one, he wants you to come back to him. And number two, that's a soul he's got. And number three, he knows that that person that's went to that practitioner is going to open their mouth and they're going to tell somebody else. They're going to tell at least one other person what they've done, because that's when you have pride. The pride sits in. Oh, well, I did this and I did that, you know. And a lot of times people want to the gift, you know, they spread stuff by the word of mouth. Enemy knows what he's doing. Just like the people that, you know, he's blessing that come into the industry. He knows what he's doing. He knows that a lot of these people, most of the people that are, I'm not saying everybody, but 90% of the people that are rich and famous have character flaws. And those character flaws are really big character flaws. These aren't little character flaws. These are big character flaws. You see, it's rare that you find a person that is good, that has good character, that is rich. Because the enemy knows that if we go to God and God blesses us, we're going to talk about it. He knows that. So that's why he keeps people like me stagnant in lack, you know, or, you know, on the pits of poverty, because he wants us to lose faith in God. And he wants us to go out there and try other means. You know, he wants us to lose faith because he wants to get us in his circle or back in his circle. For those of us that have, you know, practiced things and done things when they were in the world, he wants those ones back. And I believe that's why the spiritual warfare is harder for some of us than it is others, is because he knows a lot of us have big purposes. And he knows a lot of us that were, it's like, we have to understand Satan is not forgiving. To where God is forgiving and loves us unconditional, the enemy, it only takes one time. And he's going to feel that we owe him something forever, forever, and ever, and ever. So that's why some of our spiritual warfare is harder on some of us than it is other ones. Yeah, it's like, you could tell I spend a lot of time by myself, but what I learn, I teach to other people. You know, we are in a fight right now, and we are in a fight to where the enemy has copied God. But the thing about it is, unlike God, see, God can do everything by himself. He doesn't need anyone else. The enemy needs people to function. He needs agents of chaos to get his work out. That is why there are so many practicing witches and people practicing all these dark arts and stuff, because the enemy knows. We have movies and stuff that, like, he's creating. And believe you me, when these people are coming up with some of these movie ideas, a lot of these movie ideas are real. People don't want to believe some of the stuff that's going on in this world, but there's a lot of things that we don't know. This is a big world. And the enemy is big, busy. There are creatures and things that we don't know anything about. The enemy has been busy, and we know that he is desperate. And in these desperate times call for desperate means. And so if you are going on any kind of, through any kind of spiritual warfare right now, please understand the Bible is going to be your best friend. If it's not, you need to make it your best friend. Just like me, I am making the Bible my best friend, because I didn't have a problem when I was in the world going to get someone to, a perfect stranger. And see, that's the thing, a perfect stranger, somebody you've never met before. You're trusting your fate into someone that does not know you. They don't know if you're lying, telling them, oh, I want this person or this, 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 and that. You do not play with any elements of darkness, because I guarantee you the enemy is sitting right there waiting. See, when you call on these practitioners, they have demons. There's demons that are waiting, right there waiting. It's like, ding, ding, ding. Pick up the phone. They've called me. Just the simple fact that you've even called a practitioner or went to see someone that, you know, can see things, you know. That's all the enemy needs to know, is that you're curious. That is it. Because he's going to give you what you want, because he wants to have you. He wants you to keep coming back, and he wants you to tell others about it so they can come, and that's more souls. This is a soul game right now, and that's what we need to understand. All the enemy cares about is souls. He the numbers. He does not care about none of you that he is using. For someone that hates marriage so much and unity, why would the enemy give you a person, another person, and he hates both of y'all? Like, why would he give you a marriage, a happy marriage, when he hates happiness? Just like money. He don't like good people to have money. So why would he give you money when he doesn't want you to have it anyway? He wants control, ultimate control. Just like the people at the top, they want that ultimate control. They want to control the narrative. People, we need to wake up and understand that these things have been put in place to destroy us. There is no white magic. There's no good magic. There's nothing good about divination, period. Please think harder about the things that you do and come out of the slumber state. What do they call it? The sunken place. Come out of it. Just know, I'm not just someone on here babbling because I don't know what I'm talking about. I've dealt with things before in the past, and I really believe that's why my spiritual warfare is so hard. The enemy feels like I owe him something because, number one, I used to practice things. I used to call on people, and I used to do things myself. I've always known that I was powerful. I just didn't know. I just didn't work for the right person. Please understand that right now we are in some serious, serious times, and we really need to be picking up our Bibles, reading them, because the only way that we are going to get through what is going on right now is through God. And I know, yes, sometimes we have to wait a little too long. We have to go through a little too much, but I guarantee you, when you go through it for God, it is worth it. So, love y'all. Until we talk again, have a blessed one.